各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And peace to all the brothers and sisters.
我们愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
And we hope God may God's grace be abiding with everyone.
我们请看诗篇111篇。
And let's turn to Psalm chapter 111.
请把红线夹在诗篇111篇。
And please.Place your bookmark here and on Psalm chapter 111.
我们请读第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
111篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 111, verse 2.
主的作为本为大，凡喜爱的都必查考。请读。
The works of the Lord are great study by all who have pleasure in them.
这边提到说我们的神啊，他的作为非常的伟大。
And here talked about that the works of our Lord are great.
凡喜爱神，喜爱神作为的他们都要来查考。
And so study by all who have pleasure in them.
所以晚上想用凡喜爱的都必查考，我们来查考神跟神的作为。
And like to use the topic, study by all who have pleasure in them andWe like to study the acts of God.
这个就是111篇跟我们介绍，我们来介绍我们所拜的神是一位什么样的神。
And this is an introduction of Psalm 111 telling us what kind of God that we're worshiping.
他告诉我们，我们这位神为我们带来什么，他有什么样的伟大作为。
And also tells us that what kind of wonderful actions that our God have done.
我们认识神的属性，神的作为，我们就很自然的会开口来歌颂天上的神。
And if we know the attribute and knows his action, naturally we will open our mouth and sing and praise him.
诗篇111篇的作者告诉我们，我们的神是一位有尊荣、有威严的神。
And so, the author of Psalm chapter 111 tells us that our God is a God that it's very solemn and it's majestic.
好，我们来读111篇的第三节。
And let's read Psalm chapter 111 verse 3.
111篇第三节。
And Psalm chapter 111 verse 3.
他所行的是尊荣和威严。他的公义存到永远。
His works is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever.
这边提到呢，神有时候会审判，他是公义的，而且他公义是存到永远。
And here talks about that God would judge periodically, and his righteousness endures forever.
他所行的呢，都是有尊荣、有威严的。
And his actions.Are honorable and glorious.
所以我们的神真的是一位有尊荣、有威严的神。
So our God is indeed a God of honorable and glorious.
这个尊荣威严表现在他第一次降临在西乃山上的时候。
And so honor and glory was presented the first time when he came down on Mount Sinai.
圣经上记载，当时山上有雷锋、有闪电、有密云。
And the Bible recorded that during that time there was dark clouds, thunder, and lightning.
而且有脚声，很大声。
And there was also a loud sound of trumpet.
当神来彰显这样的威严跟尊荣的时候呢，百姓竟都发抖。
And when God reveals this type of honorable and glorious action, that all the people started to tremble.
那西乃山呢，全山都冒烟呢。
And the whole mountain of Sinai was filled with smoke.
那先跟我们讲呢，那神要直接跟以色列百姓讲律法，百姓说：“哎呀，我们没有办法听啊，真的是太威严的声音了。”
And when God wanted to start to talk about the law to the Israelites, and then the Israelites couldn't.Listen to it because it's too honorable to them.
所以他们说呢，摩西啊，神跟你说就好了，你再传给我们。
And so they said to Moses, why don't you just listen to God, and then you can pass it down to us later on.
那后来呀，希伯来书的作者在回想这个啊神的威严跟尊荣的时候，他说神就是烈火。
And then the author of Hebrew later on think back to how honorable and glorious God was that he called God fiery fire.
那落在永生神的手中是何等的可怕。
And if he falls into the hand of the eternal God, how scary that is.
那在 FB 啊，前几天晚上我看到一个Wine 的同龄在谈到说这个山火又临到他们家附近了。
And so in Facebook the other night, I saw that one of the members in Irvine talked about the mountain fire came close to their house.
那有时候我们看到那个山火啊，有时候是从一个棕树跳到另一个棕树啊，有时候真的不容易把它熄灭。
And you can see sometimes when we talk about the wildfire or mountainous fire, it would jump from one palm tree to another. It's indeed hard to distinguish.
那如果我们看到这个烈火的可怕，我们就想到神就是这么有威严的烈火。
And so if we can see how scary this fiery fire is, we can think of God as being this fire.
那神的威严跟尊荣也表现在神为他的百姓来征战。
And God's honor and glory also revealed on the time that when he fought for his people.
当神为以色列人来惩罚埃及人的时候。
And when God punished the Egyptians on behalf of the Israelites.
那也是神公义的彰显啊。
And so this was also God's revelation of his righteousness.
圣经上说呢，他们后来打胜仗他们作诗这样说啊。
And so the Bible recorded that later on, because they won the battle and they composed a poem.
他们说神啊，你的右手摔碎仇敌。
And they said, God, your right hand will collapse any enemies.
他说你大发威严，推翻那些来攻击你的人。
And how honorable you are that you will put down all the people that comes and attack you.
他说你发出烈怒，好像火一样。
And so your anger is kind of like a fiery inferno.
你烧灭埃及人呢，像烧灭碎河一样。
And so you would burn down the Egyptians like you burn down all the rivers.
那个 haze 哈，不能 haze 啊。
Haze.
神啊，哎呀，他说神啊，谁能像你呢
？And then they said, God, who can be like you?
谁能像你那么样的至圣？自容。
And who could be like you that you have ultimate holiness and glory?
可颂可畏，施行其事。
And we have to fear you and we have to praise you because you are so honorable and glorious.
那今天呢，我们看不到神怎么样为埃及人打仗，但是我们也看到神的威严跟荣耀呢，表现在这个大自然当中啊。
Of course, today we would not be able to see how God fought for the Israelites, but we can see God's honor and glory revealed in nature.
圣经上讲啊，神让云雾啊从地极上腾。
And so the Bible recorded that God allows the cloud to come from the end of the world.
那照电水雨而闪。
And he would make lightning that comes with rain.
那又从虎库中呢带出风来。
And he also bring out the wind from the abyss.
那我们有看到，我们今天也看到如果你有去，有时候看到闪电有些城市晚上的闪电闪了一个晚上好像闪电在狂舞一样。
And so sometimes if you have the chance to see lightning, you would seeThey would go on in different cities for entire night.
所以真的是照电水雨而闪，真的有时候神照电 在雨中闪亮。
And so he would indeed have made lightning in the midst of rain, and it's very common for him.
那神又让台风啊，这个我们有经历哈、啊。有时候台风的力量真的很大，这个都是在展示神的尊荣跟威严。
And sometimes we can really see the power and strength of typhoons. With this, we can see the glory and honor of God.
有时候台风一来啊。那个卡车啊被吹走，你远远看就好像在吹走一个好像玩具的车子一样。
And during the time of hurricane, you would see that huge trucks are being blown away like toys.
我们在美国有很多国家公园，你看到那个神的那一种创造多么的荣耀，多么的威严。
And in the United States, we have many national parks. You can see how majestic and how honorable the creation of God is.
不晓得你有没有去过Zion National Park 跟西安国家公园。
And I don't know if any of you have been to Zion National Park.
那里有一个墙壁啊，那个大石头啊，那上面好像平的，所以他给他取名叫做 Great White Throne， 就是那个山有一个景点叫做。神的白色大宝座。
And so there was a mountain which is all entirely flat, so it was named the Great White Throne.
你站在那个大石头的下面，那个大宝座下面，又觉得哇，人变得非常渺小。
And when you stood underneath the Great White Stone, you realized that as men, we are very small and minute.
不晓得你有没有到过 Sequoia National Park 一个。红山的国家公园。
And I don't know if anyone has been to Sequoia National Park.
那里的那个大树啊，好几个人抱不满了。
And then the mighty tree there would not be able to be surrounded by so many people together.
那个大树开个洞啊，车子可以经过那个洞当中啊。
And if you drill a hole between in the middle of the tree, then a car canpass through it.
这个都是神的一个伟大、哦、一个种尊荣的创造。
And so this is all the majestic and glorious creation of God.
我最近听到一个弟兄在讲一句话，我觉得蛮有趣的。
And recently I heard a brother say this. I thought it was very interesting.
他说呢，他在他们的国家有听过一句话，他说这个以天斗啊，其乐无穷啊。以地斗啊，其乐无穷啊；以人斗啊，其乐无穷啊。这个人一定会升天的。
And he heard something. There was a saying that it's very interesting, or it's very fun to be fighting with heaven or nature with people, because as human can definitely overcome heaven.
但是呢，如果你自己看我们人类啊，怎么跟大自然？怎么胜呢？连一个小小的细菌 COVID-19 我们都胜不过了。
But if you really think about this, how can possibly human can overcome nature, because we can't even overcome such as a small virus, COVID-19?
那我们以上谈到他所行的是荣耀尊严，神是荣耀尊严的神。
We talked about his work is honorable and glorious, and he's a very...
我们再来读第四节，111篇第四节。
And let's read chapter 111, verse 4.
他行了奇事，使人纪念，主有恩惠，有怜悯。请读。
He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
这边提到说呢，神本身是一位有恩惠、有怜悯的神。他不是尊荣威严，他有恩惠怜悯。
And so here talks about that the Lord is gracious and compassionate, aside being honorable and glorious.
所以他在你生命当中会行一些很奇妙的事情，让你一直来纪念。哇，神真的太好了。
And so he would perform wonderful works in your life. And so this way you would know that how wonderful God is.
出埃及记四章，神在自我介绍。
In Exodus chapter 30, 34, God was introducing himself.
他说, 主 是有怜悯, 有恩典的神啊。
And he says the Lord is a compassionate, graceful Lord.
他说他不轻易发怒, 并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And he's long suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, and he does not come quick to anger.
So this is 我们的神啊, 他真的有恩典有怜悯啊。
And so indeed this is truly our God because he is indeed merciful and gracious.
诗人跟我们说, 神本为善啊, 善是从神来的, 神就是一个
And people said that God is goodness because our God comes from being good.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们的神对我们所怀的意念呢，不是降灾祸的意念，是出平安的意念。
And so the Bible tells us that the thoughts that God have upon us is not that of calamity. But it's actually thoughts of peace.
那个魔鬼像流氓一样，他哦对待我们，就是要欺负，要我们得到最糟糕的情形。
And so the devil is kind of like a bully, and he wants to pick upon us, and so this way we can have the worst results or the worst case scenario.
神是像一位慈爱的父亲啊。
But God is actually more like a merciful father.
所以圣经讲，他的愤怒啊，不过是一时之间呐，他的慈爱是永远长存的。And
so, the Bible recorded that his anger would not last eternally, and but he's abounding in goodness and mercy.
所以我一直很相信哦，神给我们的都是最好的。So
I deeply believe that everything that God gives us is actually the best for us.
不一定是。 你想要，但是对你的灵性，对长远在神的国度里面的眼光来看，肯定是最好的。And
it may not necessarily something that you wanted, but in the long run, to your faith or your well-being, this is should be the best for you.
雅各说，神是一生牧养他的神。And
Jacob has said that. His God is a God that shepherd him his whole entire life.
我们最近才过了感恩节嘛。And
we have just passed through Thanksgiving.
我也觉得这个在回想过去的生命，神也是一生牧养我的神。And
thinking back to my life, I really feel that my God is a God that shepherd me all my life.
他真的有恩典，有怜悯哦。And
he's truly abounding in grace and mercy.
常常施行奇事，让我来纪念。And
he would perform wonderful works for me to remember.
我妈妈常常跟我说，我们是农家子弟啊，怎么从来都没有想过有一天还可以到美国来移民啊，来读书。And
my mother said to me that we are from farming, so it's impossible. How we would never thought that we could come to United States and study.
Yeah, 他说他们以前都是拿锄头的，不是拿笔的啦。
And because they, she used to work with a plow and not pen.
那我再回想30几年前小弟在纽约的日子。
And I think back to the lives that I have 30 plus years ago when I was in New York.
第一辆车子1块钱买的。
And I had a car that I bought for a dollar.
住在一个地方，后来不用付房租，收房租就可以了。And
I lived in a place which I don't have to pay rent, and I just have to help collecting rent.
学校毕业第一份工作，没有送出一份履历表，就得到正式的工作。And
I have not sent out one single resume, and I received the official offer.
不用付什么聘礼，可以娶到一个老婆。And
I don't need to pay any dowry, and then I was able to have a wife.
最大的恩惠啊，神竟然愿意来用我，服侍他。
And the greatest mercy is that God is willing to use me.
所以啊，我们一想到我们过去神的奇妙的作为，你就觉得神有。
And so when we remember God's wonderful works in the past,
那所以我们真的想到神说，诗人说的，除了你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除了你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
And so when we think about what was said, that other than you, besides you in heaven, I have nobody to be looking upon to.
那神是我们的力量，也是我们的福分。
And God is our strength, God is our blessing.
我们再回到111篇，我们来读第七节。
And let's return back to Psalm 111 and read verse 7.
第七节，他手所行的是诚实公平。他的训词都是确实的，请读。
The works of his hands are of verity and justice. All his precepts are sure.
这么提到说神所行的是诚实，诚实这里另外一个版本就是信实啊，神是信实公平的神啊。
And so it recorded here that the works of his hands are verity and justice. So verity is another word for faithfulness. Sorry, faithfulness.
Yeah. 圣经告诉我们说呢，有时候我们虽然失信了，但是神仍然是可信的。
And the Bible says that sometimes we would lack in faith, but God indeed is it's a God that we can believe in.
因为他不能背负自己，他不能否认自己啊。
And because he would not be able to refute himself.
有时候我们真的没有信用的哈，我们有时候对不起神呐。但是神对我们反正还是信实的。
And so sometimes we lack integrity and trust, but God is faithfulness.
那神的信实呢，就好像每天早上起来的太阳，虽然黑云你好像来了，你好像看不到太阳，但是黑云的背后一样。这个太阳还是从东边升起。
And so, God, it's kind of like the morning sun. If there are dark clouds, you would not be to see the sun. But if after the sun come rises, then you will see the dark cloud disappear.
这就让我们想到诗歌说的哈 ，Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. 神是一个极伟大信实的神，是极信实的神啊！每天早上好像都是新的一样啊！每天早上啊，太阳一样从东边升起一样。
And that's why in Song of Solomon, and that's why in Psalm, great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah.如果你看到圣经，有人说圣经的预言哦，每四节就有一节预言。那个 prophecy.
And if you read the Bible, every four verses will be a prophecy.
那很多预言，实际上你知道的预言呢，神都给他实现了。
And many of the prophecies that you know, God has revealed it already.
我们今天活在人间，你看到神在2000年前许多的预言实现。
And we're living in a mankind today. You saw all the prophecy that that Jesus revealed 2,000 years ago.
如果你有看到神的预言呐，在过去的日子讲错了，那早早就很多人把这本圣经丢到垃圾桶里面去了。
And if you can see the prophecy in the Bible, that was a false or mistake. Many people would throw the Bible in the trash bin already.
这个神的话，神的预言实现，告诉我们他是一位信实的神。
And so the revelation of God's prophecy tells us that he is a faithful God.
这边提到说他所所行的不只是信实还是也是公平的。
And so also tells us, besides verity, he also have works of justice.
圣上讲说呢，公义跟公平是神宝座的根基啊。
And so the Bible tells us that justice and righteousness is the foundation of his throne.
所以神啊，将来都会很公平的按照个人的行为报应个人。
And so in the future, God will preside over judgment and fairly treats everybody according to their deeds.
所以诗人跟我们这样说。
And so the poet would tell us this.
他说慈爱的人你以慈爱待他。
And so merciful man you treat him with mercy.
完全的人你以完全待他。
And complete man you would treat him with completeness.
乖僻的人你以弯曲待他。
And a man of goodness that you would treat him with perverse actions.
我们常常听到小朋友讲说 it's not fair. 在这个人间啊，我们常常找不到公平。
And we often would hear children say that it's not fair because in the world, there are many things that's really unfair.
所以常常要争平等，女男平等，种族平等。这个人，这个平等有时候要去争取。
So that's why there are constant fightings regarding equal rights of men and women or the different status.
但是在神面前呢，无论男的、女的，无论各样的肤色，每种灵魂在神面前都是神都是平等对待的。
But every single soul in front of the eyes of God, whether men and women, God will treat them fairly.
以上我们谈到神的属性，他是尊荣威严，他是有恩惠有怜悯，他是信实公平的神。
And so we talked about the attribute of God. He's honorable and glorious. He's gracious and full of compassion. And he is faithfulness and justice.
那这一篇也告诉我们神为我们做了何等的事情和何等的大事。
And so this chapter also tells us that how wonderful works that God had performed for us.
我们看111篇第五节。
And let's read chapter 111 verse 5.
一百一十篇第五节，他是良慈给敬畏他的人，他必永远纪念他的约。
He has given food to those who fear him. He would never be mindful of his covenant.
我们来到美国就是希望能够有更好的生活。
We came to the United States hoping for a better life.
但是我们无论到哪里，只要我们敬畏神，这边神应许我们呢，他要赐良慈给我们。
And no matter where we go, God has promised us that He will give food to those that fear Him.
这个粮食不只是我们属肉体的粮食，常常他的话语也是我们的精神粮食。
And this food is not really the physical food that we eat, but also spiritual food that we need.
所以诗篇跟我们说，少壮的狮子还缺食忍饿。那个狮子啊，有时候还是没有饭吃的。
And so, and Psalm tells us that sometimes the young lion would not have any food to eat.
但是呢，寻求主的任何好处都不缺。
But those that seeks after the Lord would not lose any benefits.
大卫也这样讲啊。
And David said this as well.
我从前年幼，现在年老。
I used to be young, now I'm old.
我从来没有见过一个义人被神丢弃。
I have not seen any righteous man who was forsaken by God.
也没有见过他的后裔讨患。
And I would not see their descendants begging for food.
我一直很怀念，我讲过好几次了，我一直很怀念那个，休斯顿教原来有一个张执事，张寿南执事。
And so I've said this many times. I really remember and I missed Deacon Zhang in Houston Church.
He 参加过好几次这个 NATS.
He has attended NATS a few times.
他现在已经蒙主召回去了。
And then now he is already called back by the Lord.
我记得他的见证。
I remember his testimony.
他相当年轻啊，先生就不在，他带了三个孩子。
And when she was very young, her husband passed away, and she had to raise three children.
她有一个男孩子啊，那个身体长得很好。
And she had a boy which was physically fit. And
有一次啊，她跟妈妈说呢，她想要去，忘了是，就是一个 fast food 啦，一个 chain store， 她想要去吃一个快餐的东西啊。
And so one time he told his mother that he would wanted to have some fast food.
那他就带孩子去了。
And so she brought her children over to eat.
但是呢，当时她的经济情况不是太好，她只能够买一个 meal.
But the time she wasn't really financially stable, so she could only purchase one meal.
当他们默祷在用之前，那就叫一份 meal 嘛，哈，用餐之前默祷，她跟神说：“神啊，我肚子也饿呢，我也想要一份呢。”
And so right before eating, she started to pray to God for pray grace, and then she says, "God, I'm really hungry. I really wanted to have a meal as well."
这个眼睛睁开啊，因为有一个可以一个杯子啊，可以刮那个以前的那个快餐的店哈，有时候可以刮东西，一刮这个 another free meal 哈，就再来一个免费的啊一份餐点。
And so back in the days, there was some sort of scratch ticket on the cup. And so as soon as they prayed, she scratched the ticket and she won another meal.
感谢神，真的，我听到他的见证，我就想到神原来真的是寡妇的神，孤儿寡妇的神。
And when I hear her testimony, I really remember to the fact that God is really a God for the widows and orphans.
神是粮食给敬畏他的人。
And God will give food to those who fear him.
我们再回到诗篇111篇。
And let's turn back to Psalm chapter 111.
神为我们做了什么呢?
And so what has he possibly done for us?
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，他向百姓显出大能的作为，把外邦的地赐给他们为业。
He has declared to his people the power of his works, and giving them the heritage of the nations.
这边提到说呢，神把外邦的地赐给以色列人为业，这是神对以色列人所显的大能力啊。
And so here it says that he has given.Than the heritage of the nations to the Israelites.
当神带亚伯拉罕到迦南地的时候，
And when God brought Abraham to the land of Canaan,
他说你向东西南北观看。
And he says that you can look at the north, east, south, and west.
你所看的一切的地啊，我都要赐给你。
And all the lands that you can possibly see, I will give them to you.
他说你起来纵横走遍，纵横走遍。
And he says that you can walk through the land.
因为我要把这块地赐给你。
And because I will give you this land.
后来这几百年之后，果然啊，神让耶稣要带领以色列百姓来占这个外邦的地为他们的地业了。
And so God led Joshua and then the Israelites to conquer and battle the foreigners for their land.
这个是神，真的是神显出的一个大作为啊。
And so this is...Of course, one of the great works of God.
So, 后来耶稣要跟他们讲。
And so Joshua told them later on.
你们现在住的城邑不是你们建造的。
The city that you're dwelling in is not a city that you had built.
你们现在走的路不是你们铺的。
And the roads that you are walked on is not a road that you have made.
你们现在吃的水果不是你们栽种的。
And so the fruits that you...are eating right now, it's not a fruit that you planted.
你还记得我们打仗的时候，神啊，差遣黄蜂啊，飞在你们面前，把敌人从你们面前赶出去啊。
And do you remember in the time of battle, God has sent out great wind and to drive away the enemies.
黄蜂是一种病啊。
And forceful wind.
不是，是那种一种蜜蜂啊，黄蜂啊。
黄蜂 ，Okay. He has, God has sent down hornets to drive out the enemies.
不是用你们刀，不是用你们的弓去打赢的，是神把那个黄蜂飞在你们前面去打赢的。
And you did not use your weapon or knife, but God actually killed the enemy with hornets.
你知道1948年以色列在亡国之后呢，又回到这个地方重新建立以色列国，神又把巴勒斯坦地呢再一次的还给他们。
And so 1948, the Israelites once again rebuilt on their land, and then God has also given them the land from the Palestinians.
那今天我们也是属灵的以色列百姓。
And today we are the spiritual Israelites.
那神也在以赛亚书来应言呢、啊，预言呢、啊，啊，我们的后代啊，要到全世界各地啊，得多国为业。
And God has prophesied that in the book of Joshua that our future descendants will be conquering various lands and throughout the nation.
所以你看到我们真耶稣教的子弟啊，现在遍布在全世界各地。
And you can see that the members from True Jesus Church are placed all over the world.
我们早期真耶稣教的信徒啊，你说有地位的、有钱财的、有声望的啊，真的很少。但是呢，神却差遣我们这些他的这些种子啊啊，飘散到外地来建立教会。
And if you see the early church that we are really lacking people that are healthy, that are wealthy, or people that are capable or that can perform great works. But you can see that God has sold us as seeds into different lands so this way they can grow an abundant fruit.
真的神也把这个外邦的地赐给我们为业啊，让我们在这边呢建立神的国度啊。
And indeed, God has given us the heritage of the foreign nations so that we can build his temple.
每一个移民的家庭都可以写成一本书啊，啊，他讲到他们，神怎么样带领他们。
And all of the newly immigrated family could really publish a book, and describing how God really had cared for them and guided them.
这是神向我们所显的大能的作为。
And this was...the way that he declared to the people the power of his works.
那神又为我们做了什么呢?
And what he has done for us.
我们来读111篇七节八节九节。
And let's read chapter 111, 7, verse 7, 8, and 9.
第七节,七八九,他手所行的是诚实公平,他的训词都是确实的。是永永远远建立的，是按诚实正直设立的啊！就读啊啊，对不起，读到第八节就好了，七节八节，对不起。
And the works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure; they stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness.
我们注意到第七节下面，他提到神的训词，就是神的律法，就是神的话。它是确实是永远坚立，是按诚实正直设立的。
And second part of verse 7 talks about his precepts are sure, they stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness.
所以神这边带给我们是他宝贵的训词，宝贵的话语。
And so he left us his precious precepts and his word.
这边提到说都是确实的，都是 sure 的，都是可靠的了。
And it records that everything is sure, it's reliable.
所以圣经上说呢，神的律法全备，可以苏醒人的心呢。
And the Bible recorded that the law and commandments of God is complete and it can awaken the heart of the people.
神的法度确定。能够使愚昧人有智慧。
And his law is affirmed, so all the foolish people can be awakened.
所以弟兄姐妹，神赐给我们的话真的是信得下去的了，真的是 sure 的，是确定的，是正确实的了。
And so, brothers and sisters, the words from Lord Jesus Christ.To us are indeed sure and positive.
比如说耶稣说在我里面有平安，在世上有平安。
For example, Jesus have said that within me, inside of me, there will be peace. Outside of me, it will be affliction.
我听说最近很多大公司的这个卫生纸又被抢光了。
And I've heard recently that many of the retail stores, they ran out of toilet paper.
那我们现在疫情又越来越严重，死的人又越来越多，很多人心啊真的是会害怕。
And the pandemic is getting more and more serious because there are more people infected and more death.
哦，大家一恐慌就会抢东西嘛。
And so when there is anxiety, naturally the people will wanted to hoard and fight for things.
但是当我们知道神的话是确定的，就是你在神里面哈，外在的环境多大的变化，你内心啊，一直有神的平静安稳啊。
But if we are positive that the word of God is for sure, no matter how turbulent or unstable the environment that we live in, but at least our heart is very calm.
但是我看很多弟兄姐妹，他们该出差的啊，该坐飞机的啊，该当然不是故意要去试探，但是有时候你不得不做的时候，你心中一样平安的去做你该做的事情。
And so I saw many brothers and sisters, some of them, they would need to travel or flight. And of course, they don't do this on purpose, but they would need to travel for a reason. But inside their heart is very calm and stable.
这个神的话，他实际上说是按正实、诚实、正直设立的。
And the word of God is done in truth and uprightness.
但是这个神的话是出于神啊，他实实在在的啊，来告诉我们很多故事。在教训我们啊，督责我们啊，那让我们来学习什么是义啊，什么是对的了。
And so, the word of God is kind of like a reminder and instructions and teaching us what is correct and what is incorrect and what is right and what is wrong.
你看圣经上哦，也有记载大卫啊的一个缺点哦，大卫的犯的大错，也记载亚伯拉罕的软弱。
And you can see the Bible also recorded the wrongdoing or the mistakes committed by David or the weaknesses that was portrayed through Abraham.
啊，所以真的他是这个写出来实实在在，对的我们要效仿，不对的我们要警惕。
And so indeed, he is very faithful, and his words are sure. So we have to follow if this is correct.
你们会觉得读圣经跟读世界上的小说不太一样。
Do you realize that when reading the Bible, it's different from reading novels in the world?
那世界上的小说常常会加一些能够吸引那些人的，有时候甚至怪异乱神但是神写给我们的都是让我们内心可以洁净的东西。
And you will see that novels would add many of the different humanistic views.Or false gods or false prophets. But you can see that Bible is have words that really stables our heart and make us and give us peace.
这边又提到说神的话是永永远远坚立的，第八节。
And also recorded in verse 8 that the word of God stands fast forever and ever.
神的话安定在天直到永远。
And so God's word is.Steps fast forever and ever until the heaven and earth.
这个是诗篇119篇的话哈，神的话安定在天，天是无限的空间，神的话直到永远，永远是无限的时间。
And so this is recorded in Psalm chapter 149. The word of God is stable in us, and then it would last eternally.
所以在无限的空间、无限的时间上面呢，神的话不会改变。
And in infinite time, infinite dimensions with space, the word of God would not change.
有时候你想一想，真的很奇妙哈。这个2000年前主耶稣的话，今天依然触动我们的心。
And sometimes when you think about this, this is indeed very miraculous because the word of God, the word of Jesus from 2,000 years ago, indeed can really touch upon our hearts today.
他说温柔的人有福了，因为必承受地土。
And it says that those who are meek will be blessed because they shall receive inheritance.
说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And those are the poor in spirit, blessed are the poor in spirits because heaven is theirs.
你知道吗？如果主耶稣2000年之后再来，这些话依然会触动2000年后那些人的心弦呢。
And do you know what? If Lord Jesus Christ comes again 2,000 years later, and his word would indeed really touch upon the people who come across them.
那神为我们带来什么呢?
And so what God bring us? What did God bring us?
第九节, 第九节,
and let's read verse 9.
他向百姓施行救赎, 命定他的约, 直到永远, 他的名圣而可畏, 请读。
And he has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
神带给我们救恩啊。
And so God brought us the salvation.
原来人类就是神。 所失上的儿子啊, 神一直在历代以来, 一直要来寻找他这些 失上的儿子, 失落的儿子。
And so in mankind, all the people is actually the lost sons of God. So he came to this world to really seek for all the lost sons that he had.
那后来神跟大卫立一个约啊, 叫原约, 就是不会改变的约。
And so David also made a covenant with God that something that would not change.
就是要从神要从大卫的子孙当中兴起一位救主，
and God will establish one of the saviors from the descendants of David.
那神真的纪念他的跟大卫的约啊，啊这边说啊命定他的约直到永远。这个永远的约呢，神实现了2000年前他差遣耶稣啊成为大卫的子孙来到人间。
And indeed, God has observed this commandment and covenant with David. So that's why it says that he has commanded his covenant forever. So he had observed this from 2,000 years ago.
耶稣从神的角度看是神子, 从人的角度看是大卫的子孙。
And so from the perspective of God, Jesus is actually the Son of God. But from man's perspective, he is actually the descendants of David.
他为我们的罪被钉十字架，成全救恩在十字架上。
And for our sins, he was nailed on the cross and fulfilled his salvation on the cross.
耶稣把神的名带给我们了。
Jesus brought his name to us.
从耶稣身上我们知道原来神的名就叫耶稣。And
from Jesus Christ to us, we can see that his name is called Jesus.
经上讲天下人间没有私下别的名我们可以靠着得救的。And
it was recorded that all things from heaven and earth, there's no other name that we can trust upon.
这个名啊是有尊贵有圣洁又可以敬畏的名啊。英文说 Holy and awesome is his name. 这个名是又圣洁又尊贵又可敬畏的了。And
so his name is holy and awesome is his name.
这个名今天还是一样可以来救我们。
And this name indeed today could really come and save us.
很多人都在期待这个新冠疫苗啊, 可以赶快能够被允许, 赶快出来。
And many people are anticipating the release of the coronavirus vaccine.
你知道现在大概有28万, 将近28万的美国人死掉了。
And right now, it's about 280,000 Americans that have died during the pandemic.
你看，这个事情我们都会觉得很怎么讲，很 sympathize， 我们就非常同情这件事情。And
when we hear something about things like that, we will sympathize.
但是你想想看哦，全世界有多少人会因着罪恶下地狱而死亡呢？如果28万人死于疫情，我们都这么同情。 到底有多少被于这样的人将来会下地狱受永远的刑罚呢？
And so if we sympathize with the 280,000 death that we have because of the pandemic, can we think about how many people will possibly die in the future and go to hell due to their sins or not believing in God?
所以如果你盼望这个疫苗赶快来，你要更盼望啊，神的名啊，被人家 尊荣，能够相信啊，将来可以到一个神的怀抱啊，能够他们希望他们可以走到这条路。And
if you're wishing the vaccine could come sooner, you should be hoping the name of God can really be feared and honored and respected by all the people, so they can find a way of salvation.
好，那以上我们介绍神是一位什么样的神，神的属性啊，他为我们做什么？
And so we have briefly introduced the attribute of God and what has he done for us.
凡喜爱他作为的人啊，都查考啊，我们查考也认识了。
And whoever delight in his works will study his works.
那结论是什么呢？
Naturally, we have studied.
啊，结论是什么呢？
And so, what is the conclusion here?
我们要赞美神呢。
And we have to praise God.
我们来读第一节。
And let's read verse 1.
第一节110篇第一节，你们要赞美主。我要在正直人的大会中，并公会中，一心称谢主。请读。
And praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation.
我们跳到最后一节，这是前后都
是。And let's skip to the last verse.
啊，敬畏主是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人，主是永远当赞美的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. And when we know what great works that God has done for us. And he has given food to those who fear him. And he allow us to receive his inheritance.
他将他的训词来赐给我们。
And he has given us his decree.
啊，他要救我们啊，脱离凶恶，救我们。
And he deliver us from evil. And to lead us into the face of God.
啊，最后我们这样的了解，就满心感谢，在众人当中，在大会当中，高声歌颂神。
And at last, after understanding all of this, then we will fear the Lord and praise him among all the multitude forever.
原来神的作为是这么样的伟大。
And we can see indeed the works of the Lord is great, is truly wonderful.
凡喜爱他的都要这样来查考。
And whoever delights in him would need to study his word.
我们这样子一起来祷告。
And now we will conclude and pray together.